Please call, please call. I know that the sun doesn't shine, but it doesn't need to when I'm with you. So it's been a big dark gray year. It only rains when I don't want it to. So I've been struggling and feeling like a mess. This whole year's been a motherfucking test. And I know that you love me, but I hear it less. Oh baby, I don't want all the stress. I don't want all the stress. Cause baby, this a free fall, a free fall. And I'm only a free call away all the time. Free.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromney. He is Ski at TSB Ski. This week's movie is Skis. By the way, tweet it one of those handles if you want to give us your movie for a couple weeks from now. We will watch it. We will talk about it. Might even like it. Skis movie, if you've been listening. We're on a run right now, boys. We're in the midst of a saga.
Oh, yeah.
That is the Expendables saga. And this week's movie is Expendables 2, which, like the rest of the movies, are on Hulu right now. It is from 2012, 67% on Rotten Tomatoes, 6.6 out of 10 on IMDb, 51% on Metacritic. If you watch the first one, you'll know the regulars. You got Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, Jet Li, Dolph Lundgren, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Terry Crews, Bruce Willis, Randy Couture. Adding, do you have another one?
Well, no Mickey Rourke in this
no
one.
No Mickey Rourke. Yeah. They did make a couple of subtractions and a couple of additions.
You said Jet Li, but he was like filming another movie during this. So he shot like one scene in China that was about 4 minutes long.
Scene in China jumping out of an airplane attached to another human being.
Yes.
That was it. And then he was gone.
He gone.
They added Scott Adkins, who I mentioned should have been in the first one. He's in this one. Very big part. Liam Hemsworth.
Beefcake.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Chuck Norris. And Yu-Nan. Yeah, sure.
And an elevated role for both Willis and Schwarzenegger.
Big time. Yes. Yeah.
So, when I was watching this the other night, my oldest kid, who is 12, right? He goes, when Chuck Norris comes on, he goes, is that the meme guy?
Better believe it.
And I was like,
better fucking believe it.
Yeah, that is the meme guy. And I'm surprised someone at 12 knows that he's still he's not anymore. But at one point, he was a meme guy.
Threw in a meme joke in this as well.
They did.
Chuck Norris joke in it.
I was legitimately going to ask you, King, if your kids know who these people are. Like, and especially Chuck Norris, though. Because Chuck Norris was such a huge deal in our social consciousness. But, like, you know, your kid's 12, my kid's 10. Like, it was a while ago. Like, enough to where they probably shouldn't know who they are. So those were like... Those were like the beginning of memes, weren't they?
Yes, Chuck Norris was one of the original memes.
The original memes.
I don't even think they were really memes to start. They were just kind of like
word of mouth memes.
You heard one of them, you told your buddies.
Verbal memes? Is that a thing? Yeah. A verbal meme?
Yeah, a meme. Yes.
And the one they had in this movie, let's see, what was it, about a cobra?
I heard you got bit by, I thought you were dead. I heard you got bit by a cobra. And then something like, it was a tough 5 days. And then eventually the cobra died.
This movie had so many stupid fucking jokes like that in it.
So if you remember the first one didn't really have many like the cliche, like one-liners in it.
Well, no, they didn't refer to the characters as the actors like this one did. Like half of the jokes in this movie were about the actors,
other Arnold roles
saying,
they played.
Like, Arnold saying like, "What's next, Rambo?" It's like, "Fuck you, dude."
And with Chuck, they're like, I thought you were a lone wolf because he was in a movie series called like Lone Wolf McQuade or something like that. Yeah. It's like,
no, I'm a lone ranger.
Then he goes, Bruce Willis and Arnold. He goes, I'll be back. He says, you've been back enough. I'll be back. And then he goes, yippee-ki-yay.
Which doesn't really fit. The yippee-ki-yay does not fit. Does not fit.
Did they let Arnold write some of this movie? That sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger writing.
He had no written dialogue. It was all Arnold just off the cuff.
Ad-libbing lines from other movies.
Yes.
Chill out.
Chill
out.
Everybody freeze. But it's 100 degrees.
Let off some steam. Gotta throw them through into a pipe.
So many one-liners. And like good one-liners too. I now pronounce you man and knife was a line in this movie.
Yep.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Because you had not seen this one, correct?
No.
That's what we said last night. Yeah.
I'd never seen this. Right. King, have you seen this one before?
I have.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Rest in pieces, and he starts throwing knives. Gosh.
Any rest in pieces jokes gets me, but that one was especially good.
So, all that said, clearly the one-liners are incredible in this movie. But like, Van Damme's character is so over the top, fucking dumb and insane that it's great.
Villain.
His name is literally Villain. So that's supposed to be a French accent too, right? That he's speaking in. He's French, right? Isn't that the thing?
Belgian.
No, I know he is Belgian. Oh, but like his character is French, right?
You never know. It's
because Scott Adkins is doing French, right?
No, Scott Adkins is playing Russian-esque, you know, Eastern European, like he always does.
I don't know about that. I think he's
go fit. Back to it. I think he's Eastern European, like he always plays. And you know, the weird thing I found out, he's British.
He is British.
I had no idea.
Yeah, watch an interview with Scott Adkins. If you've ever seen any of his movies, watch an interview. It'll ruin it for you.
Alex, give us your British impersonation again.
Hello, I'm gonna
no
go.
One knew if it was British or Australian last week with Bob Hoskins.
Hello, yeah. I'm gonna go kick you, ain't I?
You just can't. Last time you said you threw mate on the end, which is
yeah.
a little mate.
I'm gonna kick
mate.
You in the face, mate.
I think you need to go with that. Like,
go running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, Dingo, mate.
Dingo, baby.
I think you need to go with that like Scouser accent, British accent, because then you know for sure
Scouser
it's fucking British. Yeah.
Or you got to speak in the, what's it called? The rhyming slang or whatever. The Cockney.
Cockney accent.
Cockney accent. So sixes. He's old sixes and sevens, isn't he?
Isn't he?
God. Stop!
Isn't I?
Go Hotspurs, by the way.
Go Hotspurs.
Go Spurs, absolute Eric Kane. Absolute scenes.
If you want to talk like Eric Kane.
Hyun Min Son.
No, but you did say, Van Damme was absurd.
Absolutely
and
absurd.
It made it fantastic. The real knock I have on this, he did not do the splits once. How do you get Van Damme in this style movie with Scott Adkins as his henchman, and he doesn't do a... They had it set up, too. There were plenty of bars he could have done the splits on when they were fighting up top.
Are we sure he still can?
Yeah, you know he tried to do the splits and splits on camera and was like, not quite as good. He doesn't take a 95%.
He couldn't get the dip, you know? Yeah. Back in the day, he'd get the dip where the balls were dropping.
That tea is like tea bag in the air.
Couldn't do it. Dip. That would have that's
yeah, so like before I bet that was he had written, a teabag did it a full on like flop.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when this one was coming in tape, it was just kind of a, it's kind of a, just like a barrel, bear slap, you know?
Yeah. That was written. You know, that's in the script. You know, he's fighting Stallone at the end of the movie and he gets him. He does one of the spin kicks that he did.
Oh, yeah.
Gets him down on the
ground. Classic, like the inside out kick, the classic inside out.
Inside out Van Damme spin kick. He did it twice. You know, one of those was supposed to be him spin kicking him down and then dropping down the splits. Yeah. And then Stallone Rocky punches him.
Oh yeah, he was
he's hanging there.
Oh yeah. Did you guys happen to notice Van Damme's shirt he was wearing? I have never seen a shirt cut like that. It wasn't quite a tank top, but it wasn't really down. It was cut like right to like the edge of his shoulder, just so like the perfect point to where his muscle would be constricted enough to pop a little bit extra.
I think Stallone does that too, by the way, because he has like the sleeves rolled up until right like here. Yeah. So not all the way down the bicep, but like right there. And then the veins on his forearms are.
Oh,
like,
the epic like, vein, forearm
yeah,
veins.
Yeah.
Like, and he's also got.
Gross, kind of.
And he's also rocking more accessories than like Tom Petty on stage.
Yes.
I've never seen so many accessories he's rocking on for his character outfit.
You know, I know they're not the most like stealthy group. But when you're sneaking into compounds and trying not to get seen by people, wearing all those chains is probably not the best idea.
Hey, when they were trying to find that plane, you know, they're in the freezing cold, they were kind of stealthy. They had beanies on and, you know, just some like winter jackets.
They wore beanies and jackets.
Yeah.
I mean, the jackets were like wide open so they could show off their tight shirts. But, you know, I'm sure nobody could see
Cruz had to pop his off so he could hold that door open. It's like, I can't do this with a jacket on. Yeah. I got to pop this off.
Hey, can we add a scene where I could show off my arms? Yeah, I mean, I guess when we're in this plane, we could have you hold the door open, I guess. Like a door that's so strong that like two really strong people are having trouble holding it open.
You got Stallone and Statham on one side and just you on the other.
Can you imagine the hydraulics that it would take for the door to be that strong to where Terry Crews and Sylvester Stallone couldn't hold it open.
Well, did you see it close when they let go?
As an aside, it was another movie, you know, from the first where Statham and Stallone were wearing like berets and under no circumstances did they fall off. Fighting in the streets, fighting in the air, it doesn't matter. That beret staying on.
You are not a badass unless you can get your beret to stay on during fights.
Did Statham have the beret on when he was fighting Atkins in front of the plane? Because no way it's staying on with that. He was inches away from the propeller, pushing air off it. I can't remember if he had it on or not.
No, it skimmed the back of his jacket. Remember, it was like
it was like the back of his hat. I think it might have been the beret.
Is that where the beret died? Man, we got to watch it again.
It never dies. It never dies.
We got to watch it again. And then they have like tragic, sad music and the berets on the ground all cut into pieces. It's like the sad.
Was it
the
like the Hulk? The Hulk walking away? Is that the music?
No, it's like it's a sadder scene in the movie than the death of the Billy the Kid character. Which,
poor,
by the way.
Poor Hemsworth.
Poor Hemsworth. You knew he was going to die when they introduced the fact that he really liked dogs.
And that he was trying to get out. That's a classic like, cop one. He's like, I'm 2 days to retirement.
If something ever happens to me, will you give this letter to my girl? Yo, man, I got this tragic story about a dog. Yeah, he's going to die. Yeah.
And you're not dying normally. You're dying with Atkins holding a giant knife in front of you, and Van Damme does a spinning heel kick and kicks it into you.
He might have one of the best movie death stories of anyone ever. Scott Atkins holding up a gigantic knife up to your heart and then Van Damme spin kicking it into your heart. I don't know if it gets better than that.
It'd be a cool way to die, even in real life.
Yeah, real life. Yeah.
Shit, Van Damme, you can still get your leg up there.
Like, honestly, if you're like terminal cancer, could you do that as like a make-a-wish?
Yes. Yes.
Van Damme kicks a sigh into your heart to kill you.
Sign it. Sign a contract. Because
you only got like a month to live.
Yeah.
So
right.
Record the grisly death. Let's do it. And pay 10,000, you know, 10 figures to do it, you know. Six figures is what I meant.
They gotta put someone in a movie to do it, you know, stunt double Hemsworth for the guy that wants to die.
Or pay Arnold to like unload a couple of rounds of a shotgun into your chest. That's the way you go. Which, by the way, he had like he missed opportunity, right? Like Arnold has to have a shotgun if he's gonna have a gun, right? He had pretty much everything but a shotgun. That's his thing from Terminator.
Well, he had the shotgun. It was just that auto shotgun that Cruise rocks.
That's not a shotgun. That is. I don't know what that is. I'm just saying.
It's a gun.
Quick tangent here.
I see you.
Have either guys watched Paper Girls yet?
Absolutely. Watch the whole thing.
All right. Does not like kind of the punky, like badass chick?
Yeah.
Is that not Edward Furlong in Terminator 2?
Absolutely.
I could not get it out of my mind. I almost had to stop watching because that's all I could picture.
Like the same clothes and the same hair.
Everything. Same attitude. Everything was the same.
I'll say, like, I also read the comics and it's pretty similar to that. But now that you mention it, the comics probably got it from that, too. So, yeah, you're totally right. I like that show, by the way. If anybody's out there thinking about it, it's a good show. I hope they make more. Like Jason Mantzoukas is in it. I always liked him in like everything. So it's cool.
He's entertaining.
Jason Mantzoukas.
He was in the league. He was Rafi. Is that his name in the league? Yeah. He was in the dictator.
He's that kind of, I think he's Greek, but he plays a lot of Arabs. He's got that big bushy beard and he's a fucking wild card in everything he's in.
Yep. Very funny. You know, I noted this down during the opening sequence. In a movie that is, we have established, is full of some of the most ridiculous shit to ever be in a movie, the most unbelievable thing I saw in the movie was Jet Li hitting people with cast iron pans. Have you ever tried to lift a cast iron pan, let alone flip one around and hit a dude in the head with it?
So hard. Yeah, you can't do it.
Jet Li's tiny, guys. I know he's like a movie star and a, you know, like a martial arts master. No.
I feel like Jackie Chan has fought multiple people with cast iron swords.
Cast iron?
Yeah. They might have not been cast iron. It could have just been standard pans, but
regular pans, and he just like hit a dude once and then like drop it.
Well,
like, Jackie Chan would like accidentally like burn himself on it. That's his thing. Yeah, exactly. Jet Li's he's dual wielding cast iron pans, like doing all these moves. Get out of here.
If you're in this epic action movie for only 4 minutes because you can't shoot anymore,
yeah,
you'll go to your big guns, and that's the cast iron skillet.
That's the big guns. You get some prop cast iron pans that only weigh like 2 pounds. Jesus. Those are the heaviest things on earth. Cast iron pan.
Wow. Like, while you're talking about that,
pound for pound size to weight ratio, it's cast iron pan above everything else on earth.
All right. While we're that opening scene, you said that's, it's pretty ridiculous.
Oh yeah.
It's a
great way to open this movie though.
But when I was watching it again, I was wondering how much they are getting paid for this job, because on this job, first they have three like heavily modified giant cars. They leave them behind. Then they have a powerboat. What do? Leave it behind. And then they get on jet skis. What are they with those? Actually, they bring them on, but then they kick them off the plane.
They kick them off, yeah.
How much money? How much? That's like $5 million in gear that they're just leaving behind. How much they get paid for this job?
And by the way, they follow that up every time by talking about how shitty their plane is. Like, spend more money on plane upkeep and not so much on jet skis that you're just going to throw out anyways.
Yeah. How about don't give Dolph the battering ram car that he like flips off this.
How much money did they spend on paint to label everything on the truck?
Yeah. I love that opening scene. It's fantastic. It's Did you notice there was a big uptick in like the grisly deaths? They up their like blood volume in this, and just like people's heads.
Hemsworth,
blown off a lot.
Hemsworth consecutive headshots where heads just blow up.
And if you remember, I was saying that they were thinking about making this movie PG-13 at first.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. They were like, I guess if we're going to go R, we're going to go all the way.
Which they did.
Still no nudity in this one. Still missing on that trope from the... But they did get the random chick that falling in love with Stallone again on the job.
The Yunnan character. Movie. I was going to say, like, what was her... Why did Bruce Willis insist on her going? Do we ever figure that out?
She was the only one that could crack the code to get into the safe to get the thing from the plane.
Okay. Okay, so she did like a bunch of random numbers and it... Yeah, okay.
Hey, the middle of this movie is kind of rough. It's a little rough.
It's the buffer between the huge action sequences.
They're trying to get deep, you know, like Stallone again, trying to give like life advice to Statham about Charisma Carpenter again. And
what did he say? He said she has a world class cheating gene, is what he said.
Don't they all? Man, we're pure, am I right?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Notice the in that opening sequence they did, I don't know if this is possible, I'm very curious, shooting a mortar from a moving speedboat.
That's a new one.
Is that a thing that can happen?
And again, not very accurate apparently.
No. Well, I mean, more
the least stable vessel you can be rolling on to shoot a mortar off of.
Sort of the whole point of a mortar is you're like you're in a stationary spot and you aim at a spot and then you go boom and you hit that spot. You're not really traveling at high speeds when you're using mortars. Again, this movie, I appreciate it for that stuff.
Hey, you gotta start thinking outside the box every now and then.
You really do. Like, if you're going to make movies like this with these people and this writing, you gotta do shit like that. It just makes no sense whatsoever, but it's cool. Like, it's cool. Like, all the action is cool as shit.
I don't know if you noticed. What going for. The director for this one was Simon West.
Yeah, I did not mention that. We already skipped over it. Yep.
And we already watched a Simon West movie that we all enjoyed. So,
hey, King, can you guess which movie we watched that Simon West directed? It's a dumb action movie. Sort of recent. It's in the news because a certain quarterback dressed like somebody from it.
Recent? It was 20 years ago. 25 years ago.
Recent for one of your movies.
The Rock.
Nope.
Well,
close. To very the close. Rock.
What? What was it?
Well, we haven't watched The Rock.
Whatever.
It's a movie we watched on this podcast.
Well, what is it?
Con Air.
Oh, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. Cameron Poe. Yeah.
He directed Con Air. He directed the Angelina Jolie Tomb Raider movie. That should tell you everything you need to know.
Jesus.
Going into this movie also.
I feel like if you watch the Angelina Jolie Tomb Raider movies, you just did it because you were horny off like pixelated boobs on your PC.
You're just so happy to see that character not pixelated.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Tired of masturbating to pixelated boobs.
They're jagged.
This movie written by Stallone and Richard Wenk, who also wrote the Equalizer movies, Jack Reacher, 16 Blocks, The Protégé.
He's got some good credits in there.
Got some bangers on there. I didn't mention the box office either. Man, we just got right into this movie because it was fucking great. Budget, $100 million. Over under. $325 million.
Under.
Gotta be over.
It was under. It was $315. I don't know why I asked that question that way. $315 million.
Yeah. Still making 3X on your fucking money there.
It's like Jurassic Park money, yo, for Expendables 2.
And I want to take some offense to your comments about Tomb Raider and the pixelation.
Oh my God.
Because I remember watching when Street Fighter came out and Kylie Minogue is Cammy.
Oh my God. I'm going to need a minute. Cross my legs, literally. I hear you, man. Kylie Minogue had a good run. She was in Biodome.
Kylie Minogue had a good run.
That's the joke. She was in Street Fighter and she was in Biodome.
Can you name her? Can you name the hook of her one big song?
Is it "I Just Can't Get You Out of My Head"? Is that the one, or is that something else?
I don't know.
I might be thinking of another song.
But I'm going to say right now, there is a strong chance I will pick Biodome one of these weeks as mine.
As soon as we're done with the Expendables saga.
Yeah, once I finish the Expendables,
I'm looking forward to that a great deal. So I'm mostly looking forward to it to see if it's still good, because I loved it.
There's no way it's not still gold.
Back in the day. It could be terrible. It really could be terrible.
No chance. You're trying to say Pauly Shore makes bad movies?
Yeah, you got me there.
It's going to be terrible.
Is that going to be your...
Is terrible.
Is that going to be your next saga, Ski? Is like the Pauly Shore saga?
Yeah, you know what? I love bad movies. Pauly Shore movies, they just never, you know, hit me the right way, other than Biodome.
Let's just go to the farm, bro, with the weasel. And
the weasel.
That's
the thing. I can't.
Oh, boy.
Encino Man. The army now.
Jury duty.
Son-in-law. Yeah. I can never get behind the weasel. The weasel.
Buddy.
You were right here, Braga. This is the Kylie Minogue. I heard
this
song.
Did I nail it?
Can't get it out of my head.
Yeah, let's go. I'm standing Kylie Minogue till the end of time. Don't be hating. All right. Any more ridiculous shit to talk about for this movie?
I'm trying to think if I remember any like fun facts for this. I think Hemsworth was supposed to be in the first one and I think it was going to be like too small of a role or something. So like, we'll get you in on another one.
Well, this is like the tiniest role.
It was half the movie. He was the pivotal point of why they went to war with Van Damme.
But he got killed. He's not coming back in the third one. Or is he?
No, they didn't pull a Dolph on it and like bring him back to life.
You could easily see that happening in these movies, by the way.
And then, this was the one that Jackie Chan turned down because he had another movie because he was supposed to like replace Jet Li.
Okay. They use brass knuckles a lot in this movie. Hadn't seen brass knuckles in a very long time.
The classics, is
that what they say? Like, don't mess with the classic or something like that?
Don't mess with the classic.
Then he punches Atkins into a propeller with his brass knuckles. Man, you gotta love propeller deaths.
Propeller deaths.
So good.
King, we brought it up before that this is how they killed Osama bin Laden, but I don't remember it being this airport scene. I feel like it might be the third one might be an airport scene as well.
I think so. Yeah, I think so too. One, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was like a big 747. Not a little.
Was it a jet?
Yeah, it was a big old plane. Yeah.
Because I remember at the airport, I was like, "Oh, is this it? Is this where they got Osama?"
Yeah.
And it wasn't. So you got that to look forward to, Braga.
Yeah, no spoilers, man.
Jeez. We got him.
Spoilers.
Yeah, sorry. We got him.
We got him. Mission accomplished.
We got him.
the amount of cheese in this movie, man.
Yeah, I've only seen this one once when it first came out. It was missing. I can't you know, pinpoint what it was. Like something like just didn't like keep it all like fully together. I feel like Statham was only maybe shooting for half the time, or
was it missing Wesley Snipes and Mel Gibson? Because I'm pretty sure they're in the next one, right?
They definitely are. It 100% was missing Snipes.
Was it missing Harrison Ford?
Yes.
They make up for it next time. I've heard.
I feel like they just underutilized Van Damme. Because Eric Roberts was in it a lot in the first one as the bad guy. Van Damme, he was barely in this. He was just driving away most of the time.
Could you have, like, I understand why they had Chuck Norris in this movie. I really do. But his parts were super awkward. And, like, again, like, I totally appreciate them writing him in. I get why they did it. But it's like every scene he was in, is he just a bad actor? Is that what it is?
I think that's part of it.
Yes.
He's really bad at delivering lines at all, like at talking like a person.
Yeah. I mean, did your mom ever watch Texas
Walker, Texas Ranger?
Walker, Texas Ranger, of course.
Walker, yeah, whatever. Did you ever walk in on that while she was making like a taco casserole in the oven and be like, wow, he's not a good actor? I'm trying to think of like 1997. Taco casserole is in the oven. Mountain Dew is chilling.
Hamburger Helper
in the fridge.
Were you watching Sidekicks?
Well, yes. It's a Hamburger Helper taco casserole, of course.
Yeah. Hamburger Helper, tuna casserole. Let's go.
Yeah, like I said, the weird thing, yeah, his line delivery, not good. And I think the whole part, like he wasn't going to be in this because I guess he doesn't like violence and stuff. But his scenes where he was like killing, he was the only one that looked like he knew what he was doing with a weapon in his hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he was just going a solo, just he probably killed 40 people.
That's what he said, is he didn't like violence?
Yeah. He was like, he wasn't going to do it. I think Sly had to like talk him into it.
My, he's like, my dude, pretty violent. That's all you do in this movie. That's literally all you do is you show up just to do that.
I did not
he does
see a
touched by an angel violence.
Yeah.
Yes. Usually.
That's what he does.
I did not see a death count from this movie, but it had to be large.
Was it Hot Shots Part Deux large? Part or two. Yeah.
Well, that's the most ever, but I guess that came out after it, so.
Yeah.
Could have been usurped.
Oh, usurped? Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, genius over here.
You got
Leonard Maltin talking about movies.
Usurped. Yeah. Salman Rushdie over here.
Salman Rushdie.
That seems like Salman Rushdie might have ran into
Rushdie
Jason Statham.
To the hospital.
Hey-o.
What is his name? Christmas. Did Lee Christmas run it? Is he the one that took out Salman Rushdie? Because he got like. I think he did like a throwing knife to his eyeball or something.
Rest in pieces. The church fight scene was pretty cool. That's really all Statham did. He shot those big bullets out of the plane, I guess.
He loaded bullets. He loaded a truck with guns, and then he had that scene in the acting scene. That's all he's really in.
Yep. Yep.
That's why I said something fell off. Like he had time constraint on his shooting time.
I feel like all of these guys had to have, right? Other than Stallone,
except for Sly. Yeah. Other than Sly,
everybody else is like, man, I got other shit I'm doing. We got to knock this out in a couple hours.
Couture's not doing shit.
Fair.
And he's not doing shit. They're like, we're not going to show you very much still, there, Randy.
Terry Crews is like, I got to get back to Brooklyn 99. I don't have time for this.
It's right, like, yeah, right, man. He's cashing those white chicks checks, man.
No doubt, still. Because hipsters like us watch the movie again. Let's grade this thing. It's your movie. Ski, do the honors.
Is it out of four or five?
I think it's out of five.
Yeah, yeah.
King, it's out of four, it. Right?
No, King, you got it. It's out of five.
It's out of five? Okay. Yep. I can never remember.
We're going to do it first out of five. We're going to do it out of five this time.
Okay.
Please, that was the first time I got to do the bit. So we'll that's make, chalk one up for me.
We'll mix it up.
Yeah.
It's a bit? What's a bit?
What's a bit? I don't know. What's a podcast?
What is a podcast?
Not this, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing.
But my score is going to be this. I think it was the same as last time, a 4.8.
Oh, God.
Because I still got to leave room open for the third one and the fourth one.
The fourth one hasn't come out yet.
You know, it could only get better.
It's all uphill from here, baby.
Oh, yeah. We're trending high here in the series.
All right, King, what's your score?
3.5
out of five. I forget what I gave the last one. Ski, do you remember everything about the last one? No? Okay.
I feel like it was highly rated. I think King might have given it a four or something.
No, the first one was good. This one, yeah. I was a little no.
I like this one better, but I can't remember what I gave the first one. I'm gonna give this a 4 out of 5. I like this movie. It was super cheesy, great one-liners. Like it knew what it was, wasn't trying as hard. Director's better than Stallone. Action was better. So
it had a worse plot than the first one too, yep. Which was great. Yeah, you don't want plot.
And they knew that, and so they went over the top with cheesy one-liners and incredible action. Nailed on.
Which fit the 80s to a fucking T.
Ding. And that's Ski's MO.